Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Thursday, February 11th. State Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey again stoked controversy yesterday when he refused to back off from questioning whether the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot was real. We have more on that from Rick Pluta.
The exchange between Shirkey and Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist was captured on an open mic on the Senate rostrum. Shirkey defended his sentiments in this audio.
I don't frankly
take back any of the points I was trying to make. Some of the words I chose I would do different, he told Gilchrist. And I don't back off very easily, and sometimes I should. But Shirkey never actually retracted what he said. Gilchrist, in a statement, blasted Shirkey's comments and his refusal to reverse them. The same from Shirkey's Senate Democratic counterpart. The Michigan Democratic Party issued a call for Shirkey to resign. The Republican House Speaker called the episode disappointing and a distraction. Shirkey's office said he had no further comment. I'm Rick Pluta.
Rates of COVID-19 infections in Michigan are down 81% from the peak on December 1st. Despite that, health officials remain concerned over the presence of a more contagious coronavirus strain in the state. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the state health department is watching for any outbreaks.
Well, we are in a race to get these vaccines into arms, and that's why the resources in that COVID recovery plan are so crucial in this moment. It's a race, and we want to continue leading in this race, and we need to get those resources there.
So far, 61 cases of the B.1.1.7 variant have been detected in Michigan, although health officials believe there are likely many more. 8 weeks into its COVID-19 vaccination program, Michigan has passed the 1 million mark for the number of doses administered, and some communities are beginning to vaccinate more community members. Health officials say shipments of vaccines have begun to stabilize across central and northern Michigan. Steve Hall is the health officer at the Central Michigan District Health Department.
Demand still far outweighs supply. It looks as if the supply is starting to steady a little bit. I mean, we've gone from 1,200 in 1 week to 1,500, then we went to 2,600.
Hall says the amount of vaccine going out should be fairly steady for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Democratic Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin says political division in the U.S. is the gravest national security threat to the country. We have more from Tyler Scott.
The second-term Democratic Congresswoman gave a virtual State of the District address last night. Slotkin said toxic political division fans the flames of extremism and violence. She urged people to try and find some political common ground with their neighbors.
We must address our internal division, or violence and extremism will only worsen. But to rebuild, to restore, and to return to a place of trust and understanding, we cannot keep treating those who disagree with us as the enemy.
Slotkin says domestic terrorism is a greater threat today than terrorism threats from overseas. I'm Tyler Scott.
Hourly General Motors workers will get profit-sharing checks of $9,000 this year. Yesterday, the automaker posted strong fourth quarter and year-end results. UAW Local 602 represents 2,400 workers at Lansing's Delta Township Assembly Plant. Local President Mike Huerta says they deserve the profit-sharing checks. His members returned from pandemic-related plant shutdowns in May.
We're proud of our product and we're proud of our membership who, on incredibly difficult circumstances, still manages to churn out the best vehicles in the country as far as I'm concerned.
Last year's profit-sharing checks were about $8,000. Workers received more than $10,000 in 2018. In our forecast, it'll be mostly sunny for much of the region today, but clouds will be increasing during the day, and we do expect it to be a bit more cloudy in the northern lower peninsula. Scattered snow showers are possible there as well. Highs statewide from 13 to 19 today, minus 11 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.